Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm. In today's show, you'll be listening to the world-renowned, international, award-winning psychic medium, Mike Davis, the People's Psychic, as he connects callers with their loved ones in the spirit world.
To ask Mike to contact the spirit world for you, call now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button.
Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Well, hello and good evening, everyone. You are listening to me, Mike Davis, live on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show. We are live in Blog Talk Radio, we're live in GH Talk Radio, we're live in Spreaker, and we're live on the website of MikeSpirit.fm. You're more than welcome for being here. If you want to get yourselves involved with the show today, then simple, dial 760-283-4611. Or if you are outside of the USA, then you need to dial 001-760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free, and let me tell you how you do that. It's a simple method by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM, and that'll take you to your show page where you will find the Skype icon button at the top of the page there. Well, we've got an amazing show lined up here for you today. I've got some guests. Let me just try and bring in another guest here for you all to enjoy. And we do have another guest online, and we have another guest in the studio. The sound is still pretty bad.
It is,
Steph, and I'll call you back if you can sort it out. So we'll try and pick up with Steph a little bit later on in the show. But let me introduce you here to my first guest, and that would be no other than our Kerry. Hiya, Kerry.
Hiya.
Speak a little bit louder, Kerry. Well, people might not be able to hear you when you're doing hello.
Hiya.
Well, looks like we're not having Kerry at the minute. Let's try again. Let's call out, hello, Kerry.
Hello, Mike.
Well, I can hear you because you sat next to me. Let's bring in Martin. Hi, Martin. You there with us?
Hi, Mike.
How are you doing there?
I'm not doing too bad, thank you.
Good, good. Martin, could you hear Kerry then?
I could just about hear her in the background, yes.
Let's try again. Call out to Kerry. Kerry.
Hi, Martin.
Hello, Kerry.
Hiya.
That's a bit better, isn't it?
Oh, it is.
You know, it just leaves me in the state of mind to say, if I turn her mic up, you might be able to hear her. Martin, who is Martin? Who is Martin Morgan? Well, let me tell you who Martin Morgan is, ladies and gentlemen. Martin is a wonderful gentleman that's been sat in our classes the last couple of months. And so is Kerry. And so is our other guest, Steph, when we can bring her on. Because Steph and Martin and Kerry came along with me tonight to a lovely spiritualist church, quite local to me, in Port Talbot. That's in South Wales in the UK. And you've done some wonderful work there, the both of you, tonight. Martin, do you want to tell us how you felt tonight?
Well, it was an interesting experience, Mike. I've done philosophy from the rostrum before, but it was a very interesting experience to speak and actually give a message this evening. Quite a nervous experience. My heart was all aflutter, as you can imagine. But it was, I think it was interesting because it was the first time actually giving messages. And at the moment, my heart's come back to normal, and it's something to reflect on for the future.
Yes, definitely. You know, because it's something that good for us all, isn't it?
It is. I mean, I think that every time you speak or demonstrate from a rostrum or wherever it is, afterwards, it's good to reflect upon it. It's And it's always positive because it's all part of your spiritual development.
Most definitely. And, you know, let me, Martin, let me just stop you there for 1 second because Martin, of the, you know, I'll race home tonight, obviously, to get back to Studio One in time. We've just had messages saying that they can't find the chat room. So let me just tell everybody the chat room is open. And thanks to our other friend, Mick Green, Mick Paul Green, for making me aware of that. So Mick Green, the chat room is open. So yes, come into the chat room. So yeah, Martin, it was an experience, wasn't it?
It certainly was. It certainly was. And it was a very positive experience, being there with you, Mike, and the other people that were on the rostrum as well.
Most definitely. And let me just bring Kerry back on there a minute. And how did you feel, Kerry, by because I know that you've sat up there many times, you've done some charity events and you've worked on there, but it's your first time to actually work in a spiritualist church, isn't it?
It was, yeah.
And how did you find that experience?
Different.
You need to come a little bit closer to the mic.
I'm practically chewing the mic.
That's the better mic.
It was different. Yeah.
Tell us how it was different.
Well, from the demo done with Mick Green.
Yeah.
The atmosphere is different.
Yeah. It's just a whole different experience altogether, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, bringing all this together, okay, let me try and get my friend Stephanie back in. Because we do have some, we have a good friend of ours, Kerry, in the chat room. And I always like to say hi to this person. This is the Psychic Biker, and that's Paul Green. Hi, Paul. Hope you're doing well there, mate. And, you know, maybe Paul can come in involved in the show today for, I know he can only do the first half hour, maybe he can come in involved. And because of this, get this, Martin, have you heard of the Psychic Biker?
I can't say that I have, no.
Let me try and bring the Psychic Biker on, if he will. So let me ask him first. Psychic Biker, let us know in the chat room. Would you come on and just share some experiences tonight with some of our, I don't like to call them students. I like to call them trainee mediums because that's exactly what they are. So would you like to come on, Paul Green, and share some experiences with us? So let us know in the chat room, and whilst you're doing that, let me try and bring the lovely Stephanie back on, and hope that the sound issues have been sorted from her end, and you know.
Hold on.
Okay, Steph, hi.
Hi, Mike.
Okay.
I just put a wireless on.
Okay, well, hang on. Okay, the reason being because obviously the sound issues is not good. But anyway, our friend is not able to come on to the show, which is fine. But let me tell you, there, Kerry and Martin, the experience you've experienced tonight. Martin, describe in your own words how you felt.
It was a curious sort of energy. I mean, I picked up a very strong positive vibration from every individual that was on the rostrum this evening. And when I got up to address the congregation this evening to give the philosophy, that was a very positive and energetic boost. It certainly helped then when I came to give the first message, my message this evening. It was a positive feeling to know that people were behind me, sending out a lot of love and energy as I stood there. And at first stumbled, and that was quite a terrifying thing. But, you know, I carried on and, you know, finally got to the right person. I think I'll probably have more thoughts on it over the next few days, but it was certainly, it was frightening, it was exhilarating, it was very energetic, but ultimately I think very positive.
Most definitely. And Martin, is this something that you would like to continue later on?
What, mediumship now, Mike?
Yeah, most definitely.
Yes, I mean, I think that it was an important first step. As I said, I've done philosophy before, but actually giving messages, I mean, tonight was a nervous but an important first step. And I certainly would want to continue to develop and progress further. I mean, obviously, taking it at the rate that is relevant for me. I mean, how Spirit wants to work with me and how Spirit wants me, how quickly or slowly or whatever they want me to develop.
Yeah, most definitely. And we all go in our own time, don't we? And work together at our own time. But Kerry, how do you feel about tonight? You know, is it something that you would like to continue on with in the future, with working in the Spurious Churches?
Yeah, I would love to.
You know, because my aim for you, Kerry, Martin and Steph, because I know Steph is listening. Well, she better be listening, that's for sure. No, I'm only joking. But my aim for the three of you and others, because Sue worked as well tonight, and, you know, take nothing away from Sue. She done absolutely fantastic, I thought, you know.
Yeah, Sue did well.
But, you know, my view is on all, I mean, there's Sarah, another fantastic little communicator so far. You know, but my views for all of you is to be standing there alone. You know, without me standing there with you, without me doing anything, just maybe me having the congregation. That's my opinion for yourself, Kerry, Martin, Steph, and a few others, up-and-coming mediums, because, you know, we need you. We really do. You know, I've been in this business for 22 years. It's been a long uphill journey for myself. It's been a bit of a battle for myself. You know, remembering Martin and Kerry, I was 17 when I first stood where you stood tonight, and if I could do it, I know you three could do it easily. You know, so is that something, Kerry, that you would rather continue on with, in working alone?
Yeah, I would. Yeah, I think the nerves are settling down now.
You know, and that's Martin. What you spoke of, wasn't it, in the very first start of the show, of the nerves?
Oh, very much so. I mean, nerves are a big thing. When you go and you're out there on your own giving that message at first, that is quite terrifying to start off with.
Of course. So, okay, the question that begs into my lips. I mean, obviously our listeners, you know, haven't had the privilege of being at the church tonight, because our listeners are from all over the world. You know, it's a wonderful show. So, is this something that you can say, obviously we can't say in 6 months or 6 years, or, you know, it's when the time is right. But is this something you could say that now is going to make me work harder?
Definitely, yes.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And strive harder together?
Yeah.
I think so. I think what's interesting is that... is that what was interesting from my own experience tonight was that I had a little of the right information, but went to the wrong person and then found the right person. And I think that was an interesting, that was insightful for me. And that certainly makes you think longer and harder about how you're going to continue and progress.
Definitely. Let me try and bring Steph back in, see if we can get a tornado back in a minute, because that's certainly what it sounds like, a tornado going off, doesn't it? Hopefully. I'll cut you off again, and if you ask Clive to bring it back where it was before we messed around with it, maybe it might work better that way. So
you were sounding better. I don't know whether you can hear me better.
Well, I can hear you perfect when you're speaking, but when you're not speaking, there's a terrible noise.
You can hear music in the background.
What's music? But like a tornado going off, to speak.
What's the best thing for us to do, love?
I'll get that sorted, and I'll come back.
Okay, take it back to where it was before you started.
Okay, yes, take it back to where it was before I started. So the question in my mind would be to you, Martin and Kerry, would you be happy to, I mean, obviously with Steph as well, would you be happy to do this again in another church?
Yeah.
Yes.
Because, I mean, obviously, Martin, not so much for Kerry, because even though Kerry has been to the church several times, would you be happy to go to a different church?
Yeah.
Yes.
Definitely.
Because that's the part where you need to... See, Martin, the problem that you're... Not problem, far from the word problem, but the thing you're up against is that was in your own church, right, the way you feel or where you call home. Now, I know that you've had the privilege of working on a philosophy level in other churches. Now, did that make you feel comfortable being on a different platform?
Yes, I mean, once you kind of got your bearings, that's fine. And you know what sort of little physical area you've got to speak from. That's okay.
Perfect. Okay, so I need to work a little bit harder with you now, okay? Find some places for you guys to get over your nerves, okay? So I think that... When we come back after the new year, what I mean by come back, I mean to the classes on the Monday night. It's time to kind of knuckle down now, isn't it, and get on with it and really build yourself to an environment of where you feel comfortable standing there without me. I mean, I think that's the next move, isn't it?
It is. I think that's the next goal, yes.
Definitely. So I'll work hard on that. Over the festive season. Let us sit back and enjoy this this next song, or the first song, should I say, because it's a song that, well, it's this time of year. Let me just say enjoy.
Your head.
Welcome back, or if you've just joined us, welcome. You are listening to me, Mike Davis, live on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show. We are live in Blog Talk Radio, we're live in Spreaker, we're live in GH Talk Radio, and on the websites of Mike Spirit FM. More than welcome to be here. Now, if you want to get involved in today's show, to call in to have your free spirit reading with myself and my wonderful up-and-coming mediums, because that's exactly what they are, up-and-coming mediums, with myself, Martin, Steph, when we get Steph back on, and with Kerry, my partner Kerry Carr. What you need to do, if you are listening in to the show via the Blog Talk Radio, press the Skype button. That way it's totally free of charge. But if you are calling in from America, you need to dial 760-283-4611. Or if you are outside of America, then anywhere in the world, you need to dial 001. That's the international dialing code, 001-760-283-4611. Let me bring back in Kerry. Hi, Kerry, how are you doing there?
I am good, thanks, and you?
Good, good, yeah. Are you ready to do some wonderful work?
I am, yes.
Because you work well in the church, so why not work well on radio?
Thank you.
Martin, are you ready to do some wonderful work?
Well, about as ready as I'll ever be, I think.
This is true, and this is why I said to you, Martin. And, you know, in all fairness to Kerry, Martin, and Steph, ladies and gentlemen, they only knew that they was doing this show about an hour ago. Is that right?
It was, yeah.
This is true.
About an hour ago, when we finished the church service, just over an hour ago. And I know that we have some people listening in there from the church with our wonderful Jackie listening. Hi, Jackie and Richie. Hope you're doing well there.
Hi, Jackie.
Martin, say hi to Jackie.
Hello.
Because I know she's listening. I know that she loves something to say if you don't say hi to her. Okay, so let me try and bring Steph back in, ladies and gentlemen, for you. Because, you know, Steph, she did do amazing tonight. Steph, I hope your sound is sorted out. Steph, how are you doing, darling?
Is it any better now?
Not really. You've got music on in the background. You've got everything going on in the background. Can I ask you just to switch everything else off?
And okay, lovely. Here goes now. Where's the other one up there, love?
Oh, no, you know, sound is coming better already.
Is that better?
It is.
Good, well.
I've just done an automatic check on the system using a Microsoft tool I downloaded.
The only thing is, Clive, you are live on air. You must download in and check it, you know?
It's okay, love.
Okay. Steph, welcome to the show.
Nice to be here.
Steph, I just want to quickly go over what I just went over with Kerry and with Martin. Did you enjoy today's tonight's service there at the church in Port Talbot?
Yes, I did.
And I know that, you know, I said to you at the beginning, you're going to do some work, and you stood up and done a beautiful message. How did that feel for you, Steph?
It felt good. It felt nice. It was nice to be able to do some work and get the responses that I had.
Okay, perfect. Now, again, now if your better half there, Clive, can go around and switch everything else off because we still have some feedback. But that's okay. We can work on it for now. And then I asked you to stand up for the second time.
Yeah.
Steph, what was all that about?
You told me to what?
I said I told you to stand up a second time to give you a second message, and then I couldn't get you to
get a second message. Well, what did they? Somebody snuck in on my my right shoulder, who was determined to come through this evening. So I made that as quick as I possibly could without taking too long.
Well, all I got to say to you is well done and congratulations for absolutely amazing. Jackie's listening and Jackie's saying hi to us all.
Hi, Jackie.
Pleasure to have you there. But Steph, I have to let you go again for a minute until that sound is really sorted. All the background stuff is sorted because it's coming across.
Well, that's what I think it's on your end because we haven't got anything on in the house.
It's not this end. I guarantee you it's not this end, Steph. Really. it's a tunnel, if I'm honest with you.
Is something what, love?
Sounds as if we are in a tunnel.
I've got a pretty big room, mine, so it might be a bit echoey because everything else is off.
No, it really sounds like a wind tunnel going on there.
Okay, love. How do I normally get on so that I can listen to everybody else, Mike?
Okay, let me tell you. What I'll do, I'm going to hang up here and I will send you a link. Tell you what, no, let me just tell you, and this is what everybody else needs to do. Blog Talk Radio.
Hang on, Blog Talk Radio.
No, Blog, B-L-O-G.
B-L-O-G, yeah.
Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
.com.
.com. And then I'll be able to listen to everybody else?
No, /.
Okay.
Mike Spirit FM.
/ again?
Mike Spirit FM.
Mike Spirit FM. Okay, love?
We'll catch you there, Steph, and you can call in that way as well if you want. So try that, and we'll see if we can bring you on that way. But ladies and gentlemen, that was Stephanie Jones, who worked absolutely fantastic, and Jackie's also saying that they all work fantastic. Well, then let's bring this fantastic people to the people here in the call list. So does somebody want to sort out the in the background there? Yes, that's right. That's Marley putting his stamp on things. Let's go to area code 978 and say, hi, 978. Are you there with us?
Yes, I am. Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing very well there. And can I ask your name there, please?
It's Kathleen.
Kathleen.
Yes. And hi. And go ahead.
Can I ask you where you're calling from?
Yes, Massachusetts in the United States.
Absolutely perfect. And Kathleen, can I ask you the reason why you called into the show there today?
Well, I wanted to see if anyone comes across from the other side. And I also wanted to know if there was any information you could give me about what you see for me in 2014, if that's something you can do.
Okay,
I've never called into your show before, so...
Well,
I don't know exactly.
And thank you very much. Well, let me tell you what we do here at Mike's Broad FM. We kind of pride ourselves on linking to those that's passed on before us. So you've called into the right show if you want a connection to the spirit world, and we'll see what comes of that to answer the other part of that question. Is that okay for you?
Absolutely. Thank you.
Okay, let me hand you over to Kerry, because I know that Kerry wants to start there. So Kerry, it's over to you.
Hi, Kathleen.
Hi, Kerry. How are you?
I'm fine. Thanks, and you?
Okay.
I believe I've got a lady with us, possibly a mother, grandmother, passing with a cancerous conditions with a stomach.
My mother had cancer, but it wasn't of the stomach unless it spread later on.
Okay, thank
you. She was diagnosed with cancer.
I feel she's just coming in there because I don't know if you've been unwell yourself at the moment and you've been in need of some healing.
I'm going through depression.
Okay. Kathleen, I'm going to pick up there, okay, because I am aware of this lady that Kerry is talking about, okay, and, you know, I say well done to Kerry for just giving those bits of information at the start, because it's very nervous, as you can imagine, not just being in a spiritual church, but then coming straight live on air. But, you know, I am aware
of... Oh, no,
lady.
I thank her very much. That was very nice and very good of her to do that.
Martin, to join
I couldn't imagine doing it.
But we will ask Martin to join in with us in a minute. But let me continue on there, Kathleen, because I am aware of this lady, and I believe that she talks to me here about where this depression started from, because she tells me it's been an ongoing thing. You've been battling with this for quite some time. Do you understand this?
Yes, yes.
Would I be right in saying there, Kathleen, that it's almost as if you feel that everyone else in your vibrational life at the moment is kind of not so much left you, but have left you to deal with the difficulties of this yourself, is that right?
Yes.
And see, this is why this lady has come close there, to say to you that, you know, that she hasn't left you. She's not going to leave you. She's always going to be around your life there to kind of push you forward and not try and make this right for you, because I know that's what she's come to say to you around your life at the moment. But she also talks to me here about looking forward, because as you look forward, that I do believe that you can change this problem that you have. You can change this situation that's in your life if you wish to do so. And I know that you are trying of your best. You're fighting this every single day of your life. Do you understand of this?
Yes, I do. And I am.
Kathleen, that's joined us. And as I'm aware of this gentleman, let me talk to you about who he is, because he's a gentleman that comes towards your dad's side of your family of when he was here with us. He's a gentleman that I know when he passed. In fact, I want to say to you, it's only been the last few years that he's gone home to the spirit world. And I do believe that I want to say to you that when he went, it was quite sudden in the end there with him. And he tells me there was the heart that took him home to the spirit world of when he went. So I know it's quite a quick passing there with him. Even though he had a few warnings, he didn't really take much heed of that. He didn't take much notice of it. Do you understand of who I'm talking about here, there, Kathleen?
I think it's my brother.
Bless his heart there, because I know
he had congestive heart failure.
All I can say to you is that my sympathies are there with you for that. But, you know, I know that he has joined us. I know that he has come through. Martin, have you got something you want to add on in there, Martin, at the moment?
Actually, Mike, I picked up the very strong heart link.
Okay.
Just now, funny enough, as we've started speaking, I picked up a very strong heart, this heart beating out of control almost, and a very strong, it linked to quite a nervous thing as well. But the heart link was very strong there. I picked up a very, very strong heart link, and it was quite, actually I had to stop for a moment because it was quite overwhelming, actually.
Okay.
When he passed, the feeling, you mean? The sensation? You're feeling what he felt when he passed over?
I've got to stop here, because I've actually could feel myself feeling quite overwhelmed, actually.
Okay, perfect. Martin, that's the way it works. So, Kathleen, is that right? That's the way he was just as he was crossing over to the spirit world. Would that be right?
Oh, yeah, he never took care of himself. He drank and smoked. He had congestive heart failure, and he must have went very quick. His wife found him dead on the couch on Easter Sunday.
Bless his heart, because I know... See, he has joined us, see, and he's chosen to be with you this evening, or this afternoon, rather, in your time zone there, because I know that as he's with us, okay, he just wants... See, he loved this time of year, the Christmas. He loved the
Yes, he did.
Because he says to me, I would miss this for the world. I would always want to be there with you. And I believe it's the... See, I don't know whether with your brother that you would have celebrated the Christmas maybe a little bit early because there were so many to get around, or I had to get to so many people. So would you understand that maybe like the day before even Christmas Eve he would come around, and that's where maybe he would, you know, just spend time with the family he talks about. Do you understand of this?
Well, he always threw an open house around Christmas.
Perfect.
A party.
Because, see, he talks to me about being around the family, okay, and I wouldn't miss this for the world. So if that's the way he was in life, doesn't that just demonstrate that that's the way he is in the spirit world? Kathleen, I'm asking him here for, you know, the other part of your question about what's to come in 2014. And, you know, that's one thing I cannot do is predict your future. But I know of what I want to say to you is certainly about that you put your best foot forward and just go for it. Stop holding back. Do you understand why I would say that to you there?
Yeah, I could understand.
and a situation in your life that you're thinking maybe now is not the right time. And I want to say to you that, you know, all guns, all steaming forward. Let's go forward with this. Full steam ahead, okay? Stop holding yourself back because you think that you're not worthy or worth it or you cannot do it. Yes, you can. And he tells me, yes, you can, because he'll be behind you every step of the way there, Kathleen. Do you understand of this?
Yeah. I have a question. We go back to depression. When my mom came in and I feel isolated, I've been on medication for years, and they just added a new one to it last week, and, you know, in addition to what I'm taking. Can any of them tell you if this is going to work, this new medication?
You know, Kathleen, that's one thing we cannot do. You know, we're not doctors.
Okay.
We can't prescribe you or diagnose anything. All we can do is connect to the spirit world and go with what they tell us. But, you know, we do not profess to be any doctors, or we cannot diagnose anything. So, you know, unfortunately, I cannot answer that question for you. But, you know, I always would put trust, myself personally, in the medical profession because, you know, they are the professionals, and that's
mm-hmm.
why they're in the position that they are in today, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Kathleen, but, we need to move on here.
Okay.
Helped you a little bit there, Kathleen.
I'm sorry? Yes, it did, and I thank all of you. Thank you very much.
You know, you're
God
more than
bless.
Welcome back at any time. But remembering, Kathleen, you can always download a copy of today's show to have a copy of your reading and listen back as many times as you want to know that you're
loved.
Yeah,
I know how to do that. I know how to do that.
Absolutely perfect. Kathleen, I want to leave that there. Say thank you very much. You have a wonderful
day. Thank you.
There.
You
Thank
too.
You.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, let's swiftly move on to our next caller. We have area code 818 and say, hi, 818, are you there with us?
Hi, yes, I am. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Can I just take your name there, please, first?
Yes, my name is Danielle, and I'm calling from Woodland Hills, California in the United States.
Okay, wonderful. I bet it's absolutely wonderful there in California. Nice and warm, isn't it?
Yes, today it is, yes. The
you
weather has been...
jealous. It's very wet, very cold in the UK, Danielle, it really is. But that's okay. Maybe next year, maybe we can come over to California and spend the Christmas there and enjoy
it. Oh, that would be wonderful.
Oh, wouldn't it just? It would be absolutely perfect. Okay,
yes.
Can I ask you the reason why you called in for there?
Yes, actually, I would love to know if anyone that has crossed over of my family members or friends have come through, have any messages for me. I have my mother and father who have both crossed over, and most recently my husband's best friend just crossed over about 4 days
okay.
ago.
Okay. Whoa. Danielle, you're giving us all the information we need to give to you.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay, because, you know, you must remember, we as mediums, we need to prove the continuation of life.
Yes.
And by doing that is by describing them, telling you who's with us, and telling you of the conditions and the descriptions of them will conclusively prove to you personally that these people are with us. So let us work there, Danielle, and let us give you the best of our abilities. Is that okay?
That is perfectly fine.
Perfect. Okay, well, let me start off, and then I will bring in the others as we do so. So let me start off by saying that to you, Danielle, that I, first of all, do have a lady in the spirit world that makes me aware very much suddenly that when she went to the spirit world, she was certainly, you know, I'm feeling like a stroke, but, you know, I don't feel that's right. I want to see maybe a double stroke with this lady when she passed, like one on top of another. And this is how she crossed over to the spirit world there. I do believe that she lost so much weight, and you could see this in her face, in her whole body, before she passed there, because I know that she makes her aware of this dramatic weight loss that she would have suffered before she crossed over to the world of spirit. Do you understand of a lady like this there for me, Danielle, that would link in your family?
Not that I'm aware of. I'm trying to think. I do have... an aunt that crossed over overnight, but I'm not sure how she passed away.
Okay, let me go on with a bit more of a description with you, okay. For her, okay? Because she certainly makes me aware that she wasn't a very big lady in her height, okay? She was quite a short lady. She was maybe around the 5'3", 5'2", 5'3", of her height when she was here with us. She certainly makes me aware that she was a very much of a loving kind of lady. Her arms was always open wide there for you, okay? Whenever you went to go and visit this lady, she'd always welcomed you with her arms open wide, and she just wants to hold you and love you and just be with you, because that's exactly what she comes through, Danielle, to be with you this evening here. Now, I know as she comes through as well that she makes me aware that she didn't have a lot in this life. What she had, she kind of treasured. She would have loved her family being with us. So does that fit to your auntie there, please?
Let's see. Not the one I was thinking of, but another one, yes, that perfect. I didn't see quite often, yes.
That's okay, perfect, because I know this is the one that comes through and she wants to be with us this evening, or rather today in your time zone there, because I know that she wants to be with you at the moment. And as she comes around your life, you know, she says to me, it's been one thing after another in your life of late. You found that there's been like kind of tragedy, one after the next, after the next, after the next. Is that right?
Yes. Yes.
Danielle, if I said to you that you've been asking the spirit world to come close to you of late, that would be right there, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would.
Because she just talks to me here about that you've been asking for them to come close to you. You've been asking for them, and they have been there. Now, why would I make reference to your lights? You know, your lighting in your home. Have they been flickering a lot, or there's been a bit of a problem with the lighting or something? Would you understand a bit?
No, I have been complaining of it not being bright enough in the home.
Okay.
But if there's been flickering, I wouldn't have noticed.
Okay, so you've been complaining that they're not bright enough and you need to sort of...
Yes.
See, again, it's just their way of addressing and saying to you, look, we are around you, we are there with you, okay, and are willing to support you in your time of need. Now, I want to talk to you of this gentleman that's with me, but I'll come back to you there, because we need to bring in Martin there. Martin, are you ready to work?
Well, I have a gentleman here that I'm being shown a beach, and I know California is renowned for sun and sand, but I'm being given a gentleman here. Would you understand a gentleman who used to, swimming was quite important too.
Swimming. Yes, actually. My dad loved the ocean.
I've been given a gentleman here, quite strongly built. I'm getting the sense that he's a man's man. He's strongly built, and he actually has quite a warm smile, and he's coming to be around, and there's quite a warm, loving feeling coming with him that he wants to bring. And that's what I have at the moment.
Okay.
But he's certainly coming to you with a sense of uplift, and
okay,
with a very strong, loving feeling and a beautiful smile, actually. I'm getting the sense of a very strong, beautiful smile.
Thank you so much, Martin. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Martin, for adding on in there. Because, when these people come through, they come through for for that perfect reason to be remembered, to have that perfect communication. Kerry, I want to come over to you there, because I know that you picked up on a lady as well. Do you want to tell us our call about this lady?
Hiya.
Hi.
Hey, I was picking up on the lady also with the stroke-like condition. Well.
Quiet. Oh, sorry.
Around the 16th of February.
I'm sorry, I'm here.
That's okay. Around the 16th of February, Kelly was saying as well. Do you understand that?
Around the 16th of February?
Yes.
Was the passing away date?
Well, it would either be a birthday, a passing, or an anniversary. It would be some kind of relevance to around that date, yes.
I can't think offhand, but my aunt still comes to mind. My mom's youngest sister, that still comes to mind.
Okay, perfect. Well, you'll remember that date, and when you find out that date, okay, and you'll find it'll fit around your aunt, then know that Kerry's brought her through there for you as well. But Danielle, I want to say that thank you very much for calling in. Remembering
thank
you can
you.
Always download
yeah.
the copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. And Danielle, thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you. Thank you all so much, and happy holidays.
And yourself, happy holidays.
Yourself.
Bye now. Bye. Well, guys, I just want to ask you a question here. How are you finding working on the radio? I know, Kelly, you've done this quite a few times, how are you finding in this environment?
It's quite an intriguing experience, picking up vibrations from voices. It takes a bit of getting used to, but once you kind of, you've got to be... Just be aware of certain things and know certain things and then just say what you've got, really.
Most definitely, and that's how it works, isn't it, on that vibrational voice. Kerry, so is this something that you're going to try more and more?
It is, yes.
Because, in the new year, this is, this old system that we are using right now will be kind of gone out of the window very soon. Because, Martin, what we will be doing, you won't be just a guest on the end of Skype. My guests now will be live on TV alongside me in the very near future. And, bringing it to the UK bigger and better than ever before, because we will be having, an 0800 number that will be built in as well. So not only on the usual numbers you'll be able to call us, and not only on the Skype you'll be able to call us, but on our landlines of 0800, which that is free here in the UK as well, which is going to be fantastic. So I'm really looking forward to next year, to the new beginnings. And, I'm hoping that, you never know, online development sounds good to me.
Sounds brilliant.
Yes, indeed.
Let's bring it on from Mike Spirit FM. We need to go to our next song here, guys. So it's time for us to take a break. And let's continue on with this Christmas theme here. And let me say enjoy. and welcome back. Or if you've just joined us, welcome. You are listening live here to me, Mike Davis, live on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show. We're live in Blog Talk Radio. We're live in Spreaker. We're live in GH Talk Radio and on the websites of Mike Spirit FM. And very, very soon you'll be able to watch us and listen to us on our smart TVs in the new year. Really looking forward to that. If you want to get involved with today's show and call in for a reading, you're more than welcome. The numbers you need to dial and dial them carefully, it's 760-283-4611. Or if you are outside of the USA, you need to dial 001-760-283-4611. Or simply go on to blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM. And you will see the Skype button, and that way it's totally free of charge for you to come on to the show and call in. And that's exactly how our next caller has done. And that is Teresa. Hi, Teresa.
Hi.
Hi. Now, Teresa, I know that I've done a reading for you before. Let me bring on Martin. Martin, are you okay to work with Teresa there?
Well, we'll see how it goes.
Perfect. And that's all we can ask of you, Martin, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay, Martin, it's all over to you. Let's just have a little bit of Teresa's voice again to help you. Hi, Teresa.
Hi, Mike.
Can I ask you, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the UK.
Wonderful. And I know that I've done some readings for you. I know that, I know you very well. That's why I cannot give you a reading because I know you too well, kind of thing. So hopefully Martin is going to make a connection there for you and bring through some lovely evidence of life continuation. So, Martin, are you ready there, sir?
I'm not at the moment, unfortunately, Mike. I'm having a... Nothing's very clear at the moment.
Okay, well, Martin, let me leave you with Teresa a minute, okay? What I can do here, I can mute Teresa. If you mute yourself, I'll go to the next caller, and then we'll try and come back and see if you can work with Teresa. Is that okay?
Okay.
Perfect. So let me mute Teresa, and let's go to the next caller, and let's go to area code 916 and say, hi, 916, are you there with us?
Yes, I am. Hi.
Hi, can I take your name there, please?
My name is Diana.
Okay, Diana, can I ask you where you're calling from?
I'm in Florida now.
From Florida.
I left Sacramento.
Perfect. Okay, Diana, what was the reason that you called in for this evening?
Well, just to see if you had anybody from the other side, that's because I know there's a lot of spirits around me. And
okay.
Anything to say?
Okay, let me do my best there for you there, Diana, and make a connection, see where we go. So, okay, thank you, sir. There's a gentleman here with me, Diana, that steps straight in. He says, I'm here, and I know that this gentleman would tie there with you. I believe that he would tie to your dad's side of your family of when he was here with us. I believe that this gentleman makes me aware to say to you that as he comes through, that you would have been a very strong man within your vibrational life. So I know that this man comes through on like a father or fatherly figure there within your family. Do you understand of a gentleman that would be like this with me in your family there?
Probably my uncle.
Okay, that's fine. And would I be right in saying with your uncle that he was the kind of man that always had time there for you? You would have always spent time, would have always like included you and everything that he was doing. I don't mean an every day-to-day thing, but whenever you was there with him or he was with you, he'd always like to include you in what he was doing. Is that right?
Well, actually, no. I wasn't with him until the end of his life, his last 3 months. And then that would have fit the last 3 months. So possibly you just have my father there.
Okay, that's fine. So you understand your father in this spirit, because this is where I feel he is. I feel he is more father.
Okay.
and he makes me go very dry of my throat at the moment. He makes me as if my voice keeps wanting to go in and out. And I believe this is how this gentleman comes through from the spirit world to be with you this evening. So would you understand with your father that he had a problem either trying to get his words out towards the end of his life or his speech was affected in some way? Because I know I'm having difficulty in speaking to you there, Diana, as he comes through. Is that right?
Well, they didn't really have voice problems, so maybe they just didn't know how to say what they were feeling.
Okay, and is that the way he was?
Yeah, most of the men were. You know, my dad and my uncle and everybody, they couldn't really express emotions because it was still a manly thing not to do that back then. My dad died in the 80s.
Okay, bless him. Okay, because I know that's what I want to bring through there for you first of all. Now, why would I say that to you about the mark upon his face? I don't know whether he had a distinguishing mark up around his cheek there, maybe around near the mouth kind of area there, because that's what I'm feeling, like as if it's a discomfort there or something. Would you understand of this?
Oh, I don't really know, because he had heart problems, so... But he did have his teeth pulled. Had them actually cut out all at once. They put him to sleep for that.
Okay, no, that doesn't feel comfortable. Because then all the information was fit. I don't like it to go in bits and pieces because I know all the information was tied together as one. Now, he does make me feel there's a problem with his face, or maybe not so much a problem, but like a distinguishing mark or a distinguishing feature. I do believe that he fits more towards father or definitely father's side. I do believe that this man is quite a nicely built man in the build of his body. And in fact, I don't feel he was that old when he passed. I feel maybe around his late to mid 50s of when he passed on to the spirit world. So do you understand of a gentleman there that would fit that description there?
Now, that could have been the person that I knew who wasn't family, who was a very dear friend.
Okay.
He died in his mid-50s, but my dad was 62, so you might be feeling that also.
Okay, because it's not all the ones we want to come through that do come through straight away, okay? But I have to go with what I'm working with and who I'm working with that makes it right there for communication. Now, I do believe I want to say that you've recently done something that has kind of suited yourself for once. Do you understand of this?
I just moved.
Okay, and is that a decision that was your decision and it doesn't matter what everybody else is thinking?
Well, as far as family goes, yeah, but actually the angels brought it through.
And there we are, then that's fine, okay, because I want to say that it's about time that you've done for yourself, and never mind about what everybody else is doing or thinking, because you now need to know of where you are in life. And would I be right in saying that to you, Diana, that it's like you're working towards something, and it's bringing balance and restoring order into your life, because that's what I want to bring into your life, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, and let me talk to you of a lady as well I'm aware of, because there's a lady that's joined us as well, and this lady is very close around my vibration, and as I'm aware of this lady, I believe that she carried a little bit of weight with her, not too much I want to say, but carried a little bit of weight with her before she passed on to the world of spirit there. She's a kind of a lady that I want to say that was very much of a down-to-earth, a lady I could have sat with, a lady I could have sat and enjoyed her company. She makes me aware towards the end of her life that her body gave up on her. Her mind was still very active before she passed. And she says to me, it was just my time to go, my dear. It was my time to go. So I know that when she crossed home to the spirit world, that she could have passed on many things. But it was just her time to go, she tells me. So I believe that she suffered with many illnesses right away towards the end of her life. Do you understand of why I'm with you?
It's probably my mother. I also had a friend that fits that description as well.
Okay, so let me find out and bring to you which one it is, because I know that I have to bring that into balance there. She does make me aware that she was very influential in your life, okay? So I want to feel more mum. I want to see more mum there with you, so I know that your mum has come through. Now, would I be right in saying that you have things that belongs to your mum, is that right?
Yes. I just She gave me some rings, and I was on a trip for 2 years by car. And okay. I finally found them. I thought they were stolen, and I finally found them about a month ago before I moved. So, yep, I put her wedding ring on, her wedding
okay.
band.
And isn't that just perfect information there for you, okay? Because she says to me there about the things that I would have had that now you have, and that's her belonging. So if that's her wedding ring, you know, absolutely perfect evidence and information as she comes through. So know that your mum is there with you there, Diana, as she comes through, because I know that your mum is so close there to you. She makes me aware that she's always been there. She's always been by your side every step of the way. And she says to me there about, you go, girl. It's finally coming to the way that you feel more comfortable within your life. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
And you know, your mum would have always given you perfect encouragement, wouldn't she?
My mom got dementia near the end. But, yeah, when she would have wanted to.
Okay, perfect.
She got a little mean and feisty there at the end, making up stuff. And it was a little crazy, but,
let's kind of dismiss that last little bit with the dementia. But before the dementia set in, she was the kind of lady that was always giving you direction, always wanted to give you wisdom, always wanted to give you knowledge, and always wanted to push you in the right direction. Is that right?
She wanted to, yeah.
Bless her heart, okay? Because she wants to do exactly that now in the spirit world. And she tells me that she's always going to remain within your life, okay? So know that your mum is there. And I'll say that to you, thank you very much for calling in there.
You
can always download a copy of that reading, Diana, in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. I'll say thank you very much for calling in there.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
I know. Bye. Okay, let's come back to Martin there. Martin, are you there with us?
Yes.
Okay, Martin, are you ready? Do you have somebody to work with there with Teresa?
I do have a lady.
Okay.
And this lady is strong-willed lady, I'm getting the sense of, quite relatively tall, 5'7", maybe even as 5'7", I'd say, and not particularly long hair, quite a what they'd call sensible haircut, you know, quite, and this woman had I'm getting a sense of quite large teeth and nose, and this woman is particularly strong-willed, and I'm getting this sense of problems with my throat. Now, I'm not absolutely sure that this woman passed with a throat condition, but I'm getting the sense that she's come to be around Teresa because she wants to give her strength to speak up for herself in some sort of issue or something around Teresa at the moment.
I don't place the lady.
Okay, let me just cut in there, because obviously I know Teresa. You don't understand who the contact is, but you understand the conditions, and you're about to come to give you strength with
the... Yeah, I understand the
conditions. Okay, you carry on with that, Martin.
This woman is coming and is just... this is the sense I'm getting. I'm feeling quite... when I asked her to kind of draw closer, I was getting this sense of very strong will. And it was trying to pass on, envelop Teresa with some strength to speak up about something. This is why it's a funny sort of feeling I'm getting in the throat. I wouldn't like to say it was a medical condition, but I'm getting this sense that she wants to pass strength on to Teresa to speak up for herself.
I understand about speaking up for myself, and I do understand that.
Because this is what this lady is passing to you this evening. It's a very strong, and it's determined. This is the sense I'm getting, because this woman, in her own life, the sense I get is that she was sensible, practical woman. You know, almost a sense of somebody who was an old-fashioned teacher, if I can put it like that.
Right. No, I can't place a lady, but I can place a message where I need strength and need to speak up. I do understand that part.
And that is the reason she's coming. That is the most. It's telling you, don't be afraid. Don't hold the words back in your throat. Speak them out. That is the strong sense that I'm getting from this lady.
Right, lovely, thank you.
Perfect, Martin. Well done. And thank you, Teresa, for calling in. And remember, you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. Thank you very much for calling in. Martin, you know, all I can say is well done to you because, you know, little secret, you met Teresa tonight.
Did I?
You did. Do you remember a girl in a red top that you met that I introduced you to as soon as we walked into the church?
Yes.
That's Teresa.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So, a little bit sneaky. Never mind, it's all good. It's all good. Let me try and bring on Steph again because apparently Steph is okay. So let's try. Let's try. You never know, Martin. The wonderful tech... you're right. Actually, I don't think it is. Steph, are you there with us? Okay. An alien gone wrong there, I think.
Sounds like somebody swapped in place.
She does. Well, you know, it's not for the want of trying, and we will try again. Sounds a bit like an alien. Let's just bring Kerry back in. Hi, Kerry.
Hiya.
And are you enjoying the show?
I am, yes. It's been really good.
And, you know, isn't Martin doing very well?
Doing really well.
And take nothing away from you, Kelly, you're doing absolutely well as well.
Thank you.
So let's go to our next piece of music. So let's keep up with the Christmas theme again. It is a new song, Kelly, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
So let me just bring it back there and say enjoy, everyone.
With me real soon, so I wait and I wait.
And welcome back. Or if you've just joined us, welcome. You are listening to me, Mike Davis, live on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show, live in Blog Talk Radio, live in Spreaker, live on GH Talk Radio, and live in the website of Mike Spirit FM. I got some amazing guests, not just amazing guests, amazing friends and partner, and may I say some wonderful, wonderful displaying of talent of next to come generation of mediums, and that's our wonderful Kerry Carr. Hi, Kerry.
Hiya.
I need to turn your mic up. Try again.
Hiya.
That's better. Hiya, Kerry.
Hello.
And hi, Martin.
Hello.
And, you know, as I'm saying, the next generation of mediums, because, you know, to me it's not students teaching and everything. To me is that you have a unique gift, and it's just nurturing that gift ready for it to be displayed, and ready for you to be working with a wonderful gift you have. So, guys, you know, you've amazed me all night. You really have. You've amazed me in the church. You've amazed me on the radio show today. It's been fantastic. It really has. And, you know, tell me something. Are you enjoying it?
I am. It's quite demanding in its own way, but in a nice way. And it is quite an interesting experience, to say the least. Not something I expected to be doing this Sunday evening.
Well, you know, and that's probably the best way. I mean, Kerry wasn't aware that you didn't do this, Kerry, was you?
I wasn't, no.
You know, I just like to throw you in at the deep end. That way, you haven't got time to panic, time to worry. Just get on with it.
True.
Because, you know, some of us, we spend, and I know that you said that, the classic one to me in the church tonight, I've been planning this all day.
Well, from about 4:30 in the afternoon, yes.
So that way, to me, is just get you up there and just do it without messing around. And I think that is the best way to do it. So, you know, you've done absolutely fantastic tonight. You're doing absolutely fantastic this evening on the radio. The two of you, Kerry and Martin. I know that we will. We're not going to try any more with Steph. I think Clive, her partner, has found the problem. Ah, oh, can you all? Poor Steph. Her speaker and microphone is playing up, so she does need what we told in the beginning: headsets. Simple as that, you know, because that's to ensure the best sound quality. So we'll bring Steph back. In a future date, a future show. Martin, would you come on again?
I would, yes.
Okay. I'm not going to tell you when. We're just going to throw you in at the deep end again. we'll kind of do the same kind of show that we're doing tonight. So let's bring on our next caller, because we've had some callers on this, been on hold for, almost an hour now. And it's, you know, it's wonderful that these people are waiting to speak to us. So let's go to area code 856 and say hi, 856. That was a bit of a mouthful. Can I take your name there, please?
Hi, this is Laura.
Okay, Laura, can I ask you where you're calling from?
New Jersey.
New Jersey, wonderful. Laura, can I ask you the reason that you call in for there, please?
I'm calling in to see what you see for my career path.
Okay. Well, as you know there, Laura, in Mike Spirit FM, we pride ourselves on connecting to the spirit world. So we can do that for you and see what comes of that. Is that okay?
Okay.
Okay. Laura, I'm going to start there with you. Okay. And let me start by talking to you of this someone I have with me. Give me a second. Okay, let me start. Sorry, I do apologize. I sidetracked there with something else. Let me just talk to you of this lady I have here with me there, Laura. And as I'm aware of this lady, I believe that she links into your vibrational life by being towards your mum's side of your family. I'm certainly well aware of this lady that comes through that talks to me here about being like grandmother, grandma, I want to say, as she comes through into your vibrational life. I believe that this lady wants me to say to you, when she passed, it was quite sudden, in the end of when she crossed home to the spirit world, but certainly making me aware that of this, like, I want to be unsteady on my feet. Would you understand it, Laura, that this lady would have been unsteady on her feet?
No, not really.
Okay, let's go.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go back to the beginning. Now, would you understand of your grandmother in the spirit world?
Yes.
And would I be right in saying to you there that your grandmother, that she would have been quite slight of her build before she passed, is that right?
Yes.
And would I be right in saying to you that towards the end of her life that her balance wasn't altogether right?
I'm not sure about that, to be honest.
Okay. Well, the reason why I'm saying about her balance is because I feel as if I may have taken a fall towards the end of her life for something there.
That's true. She did fall, yeah.
Her heart, because she's with us at the moment here, Laura. And I know as she comes through from the spirit world to be with you at the moment, she just wants me to say that to you that she's always been in your vibrational life since she has passed there. And, you know, she says to me that she's seen the comings and goings in your life. She's seen the difficulties within your life. And she's seen the upset in your life of late. Would you understand of this?
Yes.
And would I be right in saying that to you that all you want is for the people that's in the spirit world is to kind of come around and support you at the minute. Is that right?
Yeah, that's nice. I get invitations every once in a while and that they're around, and it's always nice and comforting.
Bless your heart, okay? Because I know that's what she wants me to say to you, that she's around you. She's trying to support you, trying to comfort you from where she is. And I know that she wants to do just that. Now, she says to me there of what's to come within your life. It's like, would I be right in saying that you feel there, Laura, that you're walking through like kind of treacle at the moment? You feel it's very hard. It's a hard journey to walk at the moment. Is that right?
Yeah.
And you know the question that you're asking me is this going to subside by the end of the year? Is that right?
I'm ready, yes, for things to turn around completely.
Definitely, okay, because I know that's what I want to say to you. It's like as if we are coming to the end of that pathway, but we have to be the one that's willing to step off that pathway, for want of a better word, because I know that you're the kind of person that not so much would rather be comfortable, but you like your creature comforts. Is that right?
Yeah. Yes, okay. I do.
And, you know, the only way for you to get off that pathway that you're on at the moment is by, literally, getting off that pathway that you're on and stepping onto this brand new one that's been placed in front of you. Do you understand of this?
Well, what's the new one that's being placed in front of me?
Okay. Has there not been a new avenue or a new doorway has been opened to you of late?
Okay, I have an interview scheduled for tomorrow. Is that the new avenue?
Okay, absolutely perfect. Okay, so if there's something scheduled in for tomorrow, then that's a new beginning. You know, what I want to say to you, Laura, you know, there's a saying I say back here in the UK and Wales is take the bull by the horns and deal with it, okay? Hit the problem head on, deal with it. And that's what I want to bring around you. Whatever that challenge is tomorrow, take up that challenge and know that this lady will walk by the side of you every step of the way.
Okay.
Hey, Martin, do you want to add on in there, mate?
I've been picking up the challenge vibration because I've been given, I don't know if Laura would understand, I've been given a fire engine, a fire truck. And I don't know if this means anything to her because I'm being shown a fire truck and a fireman climbing or going up to another level, somebody putting out a fire. Now, I don't know if this means anything to her, but I'm getting the sense that this could be a symbolic message.
Well, I hope it's symbolic, and it doesn't mean my place is going to catch on fire.
No.
Now, I don't know what that would mean by symbolic.
Laura, what that would mean by of symbolic is, like Martin said, a fireman climbing up the ladder to the next rung, getting to the next level. So then in life itself, okay, that you are getting on to the next level. Okay.
Yeah, but why a fireman?
Because
I think a fireman, because a fireman comes to aid, comes to support. That's the sense I'm getting. A fireman deals with problems, comes to aid you in your time of emergency.
Okay.
That's the sense I'm getting.
Okay, perfect.
That would be good.
Okay. Laura, do you understand of this now? Do you understand of the message that's been given to you?
It means aid is on its way. Hang in there.
Definitely.
Right?
Definitely.
Okay.
And that aid is coming from the spirit world. Not so much, you know, please don't think a fireman is going to come and rescue you. Okay, that means that the aid is coming from the spirit world and you are moving up the rung of the ladder. Laura, I want to say to you there, thank you very much for calling in. You have a wonderful day. And remember, you can always download a copy of that reading and listen to it over and over and over again. I'll say thank you very much for calling in there.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You. And yourself. Bye now. Bye. Okay, guys, time is flying so fast. It really is. We only have literally 30 minutes left of the show. And I want to pick up this next caller, which is 575, and say hi, 575. Are you there with us?
Hi there. How are you?
Hi. Your name there, please.
Tammy.
Patty.
Tammy.
Oh, sorry, Tammy.
Yes.
Hi, Tammy.
Hi. I was just
calling
from New Mexico.
New Mexico, wonderful. And what was the reason that you called in for there, Tammy?
I was just hoping to get some kind of message from my, preferably grandfather from the other side, but whomever will work.
Okay, well, let us work. Don't give us any information, Tammy, because it's up to us to tell you who's coming through, not for you to tell us in this spirit world. So let me start by introducing you to Kerry. Kerry, do you want to start there with Tammy?
Hi, Tammy.
Hi.
Hi. I'm aware of a gentleman. About 5'6", 5'7". He may suffer within the lung area.
What was the last part?
He may have suffered with problems around the lung area.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand you.
Okay, Tammy, what Kerry's saying is that she has a gentleman with her from the spirit world that may have suffered with a problem with his lungs, because Kerry's feeling around the lungs that this gentleman will have suffered with. So do you understand of a gentleman in the spirit world that suffered with his lungs? Perfect, yes.
Yes.
I believe he's about 5'6", 5'7", possibly a little bit taller.
Okay.
I believe he's just coming through to give you a bit of support and guidance.
Okay.
I'm also picking up around the month of September, from the 12th to 13th.
Okay.
Okay. Martin, do you want to add on in there, mate?
The only thing that I'm picking up at the moment, I'm being given a horse, a very strong-looking horse, with a rope tied to its to the saddle of the horse. I don't know if this makes any sense to Tammy.
It's a cowboy?
I keep getting this horse with the rope tied to the saddle, and I definitely see I suppose you'd call it a desert type landscape. But other than that, I haven't got anything more at the moment.
Okay.
Okay, perfect there, perfect. Kelly, do you want to just finish off there a little bit?
I don't really have much more. I just feel he's come through because I feel as though she's been struggling and he's come through to trust and support.
Is that right, Tammy, that you've been struggling in your life and you could do a bit of support at the moment?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. Well, let me continue on with this. And well done, Kerry and Martin there. Because, you know I am aware of the same gentleman that comes through in the vibration here. And as he comes through, I believe that it's not just struggling with just everyday to day life. I believe that pressure has been piled up on you, Tammy, there for some reason. Do you understand that there's been extra pressure being added on in this into your vibrational life at the moment?
Yes, I do.
And would I be right in saying that to you that this is like kind of causing lots of argumentative kind of conditions, is that right?
Yes.
And it's almost as if you feel as if you're not sure which way to turn at the moment. That's the way it makes you feel, is that right?
Right.
And see, this gentleman, when he was here with you, okay, he would have always been a strong kind of a man, quite strong in his character-wise, because that's the reason why he's come there, is to offer you that support, that guidance, and that help and upliftment, because he tells us here that's exactly what you need in your vibrational life, okay? Also, I do feel there's a lady here in the spirit world that wants to call her mum. Now, I don't know if your mum is in the spirit world, I don't know, but she wants me to call her mum. And I believe as I've got this lady that she would have been maybe around her early 60s, I feel maybe 62, 63 of when she passed on to the spirit world there.
Okay.
I believe that I want to say to you, I believe that I want to say that to you that the reason why she has come is to say to you that, you know, her guidance and her support is all you need in your life to continue on. Okay? And I do believe, I want to say that to you that, you know, so long as she walks side by side with you, then you will go far in this life. Okay? You need to start believing in yourself. You need to start taking back control. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
See, she makes me aware of the upset, the hurt, the tears. Would you understand there's been some upset, there's been some tears in your life?
Yes.
See, and I know that the reason why she's come is just to offer you that support, that guidance here, okay? You know,
okay.
I know that that your strength, you call up on your strength, you call up on your people in the spirit world, and they will walk by the side of you every step of the way. Does that help you a little bit there?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Bless your heart, Tammy. Remember, you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. We'll say thank you very much for calling in.
Okay, thanks.
I know, bye. Okay, let's go to our next song, and let's say enjoy this one.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid, just as long as you stand by me. Tumble and fall, or the mountain should crumble to the sea. as you stand, stand by me. And darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand now. Stand by me. Stand by me. Stand by me, whenever you're in trouble, would you stand by me? Oh, stand by me.
Okay, we just joined us. Welcome. You are listening to me, Mike Davis, on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show, live here in Blog Talk Radio, live in Spreaker, GH Talk Radio, and on the website to Mike Spirit FM. And I want to say, bring back Martin. Hi, Martin. You there with us?
Yes, I'm still here.
Martin, you know, we have literally 20 minutes left of the show, if that. How do you feel it's gone?
It seems to have gone pretty well. It's been quite intriguing to me, the different callers, the far-flung nature. I can't get over how many Americans have phoned in. Everything about it has been, you know, intriguing, very stimulating. And I'm sitting here and I'm looking at the time going down and I'm thinking, can I keep my energy until 10 o'clock?
You know, it seems to just fly by. And, you know, what you're saying that there's, been many callers and so on and so forth. You know, we still have a long list of callers in front of us, Martin. We really do. You know, we won't get through, all of them by the end of the show. We really won't. But, I just love doing the show. And really looking forward to, the next 20 minutes and bringing through some lovely communications. But let's just bring back Kerry as well and say hi, Kerry.
Hello.
And Kerry, are you finding that this show is like different? Because, and I say different in the sense of, that you haven't really got to, work your socks off, because you know that you can work at your own level. We have Martin with us. It's just a mellow show, isn't it?
Be nicely paced out.
You know, and I think that's what we all need, isn't it? Particularly when we're training, is to go on a slow, mellow pace to start ourselves off. Because yeah. I remember, and I really do remember, 22 years ago when I first stood on the platform of a spiritualist church, and it was quite funny, because I remember I was going through my development, and I remember this lady, and Martin, you done the closing prayer tonight, and Steph opened the prayer, and the first time ever I opened my eyes during a prayer, and as I did, the medium that was doing the prayer, she had her eyes open, and she looked upon me and she just waved her finger and called me up on the platform with her. And when I did, I got up, and I don't know why I did, and it's something I wouldn't normally do, because I was very shy then. You wouldn't believe it now, but I was very shy. I got up on the platform, and when people opened their eyes, there I was, sat there in front of them, and I was thinking to myself, oh, my God, what have I just done? Because all of a sudden, these, like, 40, 50 eyes were staring at me, and I just wanted the ground to swallow me up. But I stuck in there, and I gave some wonderful little bits and pieces of evidence. And that's exact words, Martin, I said to you tonight, wasn't it?
And it does, yeah.
Never mind how little, how silly it sounds to us. We have to give everything off that we have, because that's how the spiral works once we start. It's like only then that they will give us the next. And once we give that, they give us the next. And that's the way it works. And to me, it's absolutely perfect, isn't it?
It is, yes.
So, okay, let's go back to the phone lines. Because, you know, I could talk to you Pierre all night. I really could. So let's go to 618 and say, hi, 618, are you there with us?
Yes, I am. Thank you, Mike. Thank you so much. I've listened to your show before, and I think you are just so wonderful, and today so are your guests. Thank you. The readings were so amazing, and I got a lot for myself as well through those readings.
Bless your heart.
So, thank you. So I want to ask a question first. You know, lately I'm in this job where it's...
Hold on a minute. Can I just take your name first, please?
I'm sorry. Of course, it's Venera.
Venera. Okay, Venera. And obviously Martin's never spoke to you before, but can we just tell us where you're calling from?
I am calling from Illinois.
Illinois, perfect.
United States.
Okay, perfect. So, go on, you were saying, what was the reason that you called in for this?
So, I am very confused. Sometimes, Mike, I get this intuition. So it's kind of like a feeling. I don't know. When do you know when it's an intuition? Is there such a thing? Can you, like, help me or and others, like, find out when it's intuition and when it's just a fear and you should ignore it? Because sometimes I get these feelings like, oh, someone might help me with this. I really have a feeling and it's I almost want to believe it, but it just kind of turns out not to be true. And then I guess I'm so confused. So can you say something about that? And then I want to ask you a question.
Okay. Martin, do you want to answer that question there?
Whew, that's a big philosophical one.
I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. That's fine. I like stimulating questions. I think that I think with intuition that one of the things these days is our minds get very cluttered. And with all sorts of different things, you know, we get bombarded with everything. And I think sometimes we lose sight of having a quiet moment of reflection and whereby we can learn to listen to our inner voice, our intuition, call it what you will. And I think that sometimes it's one of those things that you have to, I think training is the wrong word, but you have to teach yourself to unclutter your mind. You've got to learn to say, that's rubbish, you know, in the daily stresses of living, move away from that, take a moment to reflect and listen to your inner voice and learn then to build from there and trust it. And then ultimately you listen to it and act accordingly. I think I personally can speak from the fact that in many instances in my life that I haven't always listened to my intuition then, my intuitive voices, and I've ended up, I could have done that and I should have listened to myself and so forth. So I think it's one of those things that you have to teach yourself from starting with uncluttering your mind from all that stuff that people bombard you with, whatever it is, you know, like things to do with social media or whatever. I mean, these are all great things, but you need to unclutter your mind and then find those quiet moments to learn to listen to that voice. So I don't know if that helps you or not, but that's a little bit of what it's been in my experience.
Thank you. Yeah, it does.
But sorry, Venera, go on.
No, because, for example, just real quick, I have been waiting to publish an article for a really long time. It was going to be published, and then they changed their mind. So I have to have 3 publications a year. Now, I was working with sort of indirectly with a man on another publication, and he's very powerful. He's got a journal, and I accidentally turned in this publication on his journal. This girl emailed me saying, how's your research going? Did you hear anything from journal? She knows that man, too. Now, my intuition at that point told me, oh, my God, maybe he is going to help me. maybe he is going to, she and her and him are talking, so he's going to help me so that they can sort this article out together. And so I just sounded like a real intuition. It sounded like some kind of a, you know. And I don't think that's it. Like, I just think she was just asking how's the research, because she didn't want to do that paper anymore. She actually was going to give up. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. It's just making sense. But I was so happy, and then, you know, it turned out not to be true. And it's just like happens all the time. So that's why I just wonder, when do you know, you know, and when do you not know? It's just really hard. So.
Okay, well, you know, I would certainly say that to you, Vanira. Certainly when the time is right, everything will just gel together correctly. And you know, in my past experience, it always has and always will, okay? And, you know, you have to trust your inner intuition, because in my experience, that's where the spirit world inspires us. That's where, you know, if you can't see them, hear them, feel them, or sense them, that's where they will bring that awareness to you so that you will know. So you follow your inner feeling, and that inner feeling, what I'm talking about, is like your gut feeling. So you follow that, and that's where the spirit world is, and that's where they are when they try to inspire you in the way to go mm-hmm. forward. Okay, is does that
okay.
answer?
Okay, that's good. Yeah. So it was kind of something. What I felt was something from spirit world. It was just trying to inspire me to move forward, you know. And
most definitely.
So,
most
okay.
definitely. And sometimes, you know, we kind of... Sometimes we miss them signs, and we sometimes we don't recognize them, and then, you know, it becomes then you know, disappointing to us because we've missed something. So, you know, I'm pleased, Vanira, that you called in tonight, and you know, add the answers.
Because it is like a schizophrenic. Sometimes I think maybe I'm going through some kind of a maybe I should get diagnosed. Maybe I'm losing my mind. Like, for example, I'm also trying to find another job. Like, I'm trying really hard to get another job. And sometimes I have a feeling that my dean, who knows, all the other deans might be talking to them. And so they might not want to hire me because of the loyalty they have with each other. I don't know, because I'm not getting any interviews, and I have a really, really strong resume. So... You know, yeah.
You know, you just keep sending your resumes off, and someone will pick that up and realize the potential that you have. Okay, and you know, the only thing I can say to you is, you know, it's a tough world out there at the moment for applying for jobs and everything else. And you know, I speak to many listeners and callers of a very similar nature. And you know, if I've said it once, I've said it a million times, when the time is right, the right applicant will have the right job at the right time. So it's just about a case of you finding the right position. And once you find the right position, you send your resume off to that right place. And within seconds, you will know that that's the right area for you. Okay. And incidentally, as I'm saying that, I believe I want to say to you about the resume that you sent off only last week. Did you send a resume off last week, maybe around last Friday? Is that right?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Yes, because I know I'm saying to the spirit world there to come forward and give me some kind of information that fits to you. I'm being told you sent a resume off there only last Friday. And I believe in some way that there's going to be some correspondence back and forth from that one to you. And when it does, it's going to be absolutely wonderful there for yourself, okay? Vanira, does that help you a little bit there?
Yeah, it does. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay. Bless your heart, and thank you very much for calling in. And
thank you. Okay.
Download, copy that in the archives of Mike Spirit FM, and we'll say thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Bye now. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, I know that we need to go to this last song. My producers are telling me I have to do this. So, well, it's the last song, and it's kind of a perfect song because it's the last one.
Long lay
Well, if you've just joined us, welcome. You are listening to me, Mike Davis, live in the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show, live in Blog Talk Radio, live in Spreaker, live in GH Talk Radio, and on the website to Mike Spirit FM. You're more than welcome to be here. Unfortunately, in the last minutes of the show, we're not going to have no time to pick up any more callers. I do apologize to all those that's still on the phone lines, but please do keep calling each and every week. Call in earlier, because then you will ensure your slot to come through and speak to us here in the studio and get your free readings with us. But I want to say, Martin, well done for the church service, mate, and well done for joining us here in Mike Spirit FM. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you.
No, thank you very much, Mike.
You know, the question that's on my mind, I'm sure it's on the lots of other people's minds, would you come back on?
I would, yes.
Absolutely perfect. And Kerry, again, I want to say to you an absolutely massive well done to you for the church service this evening and for being a part of Mike Spirit FM, as always, because you are a part of Mike Spirit FM, and well done.
Thank you. I've really enjoyed it.
Good. And I'm sure that our listeners have enjoyed listening to it just as much because it's been a fantastic evening. It's been a bit of a rush, mind. You know, getting back down to the studio from the church. This is why that I don't do Sunday services anymore, because it's difficult to run not just these two things, you know, the church service and the radio, but remembering, Martin, before I came into the church tonight, I already done a radio show before I came into church.
Aye, aye, aye.
So it's Sundays are a very, very, very busy day. But, you know, I love my job, if you want to call it that. I love my passion of working for the spirit world. Martin, how can our listeners get in contact with you if they want to get in contact with you personally? I would say maybe not for a private reading just yet, but just for some of that inner wisdom and knowledge that you have. Can people find you on Facebook or something?
I'm actually not on any form of social media, so I suppose I need to at some point in the future. I do have an email address.
Okay, so if people want to ask you a question on maybe how you got started or something, they can email you, yeah?
They could, yes.
Okay, so do you want to give us that email address now, Martin?
Right, okay. It's Martin Morgan. That's Martin with a Y, not an I. _11@hotmail.co.uk.
Okay, wonderful. And Kerry, I know they can catch you on Facebook. It's Kerry Medium Car, isn't it?
It is, yes.
And again, you know, Kerry's happy enough to answer any of your questions on Facebook as well. You know, you can catch me on Facebook. It's Mike Davis Medium. And it's also that way if you want to catch me for a private reading. Come over to Facebook because it seems to be the easiest way for people to do that at the moment. It's Mike Davis Medium. Send me an inbox. And then I'll get back to you with all the information you need. Don't forget, catch next week's show. We have an amazing show next week. We have a gentleman. I'm sure, Martin, that you'll be joining us next week or listening in for sure, because we have Reverend John Lilac. I'm sure it's John Lilac. Something similar to that. But what a knowledgeable man, Martin, I must say. And absolutely, I can't wait for next week to have this gentleman on with us. It's going to be an absolute privilege. A pleasure to host him there. He is from the USA. He's from, I'll get it out now in a minute. I've lost it. I don't know where he's from. I know he's from the UK. Which part? Maine. He's from Maine. Thank you very much. Green does work sometimes. And it's a Sunday. He's from Maine in the USA. I'm really looking forward to him being on his own. So for me, it's good night. Good day, wherever you are.
Okay, that's this week's show almost wrapped up. It certainly is. Remember, you can contact Mike anytime by logging onto his website, www.mikespirit.fm or www.mikespirit.info, or find him on Facebook by searching for Mike Davis Medium and adding him as a friend, or search for mikespirit.fm. So tune in every week to the Mike Davis Medium Show on mikespirit.fm, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 8 p.m. UK Time. We're the Sweet Manics, and we tune in every week.